When I arrived in the valley, I was still in the post-cure drag. I had no appetite and no energy. All I wanted to do was sleep, and I slept 12 to 14 hours a day. Occasionally, I bought 2 ounces of paregoric, drank it with 2 goofballs, and felt normal for several hours. You have to sign for PG when you buy it, and I did not want to burn down the drugstores. You can only buy PG so often, or the druggist gets wise. Then he packs in, or ups the price. I had gone into partnership with a friend named Evans to buy machinery, hire a farmer, and raise a cotton crop. We had 150 acres in cotton. Good cotton land will pick a bale to an acre, and the U.S. support price guaranteed us $150 to a bale, so we stood to gross about $22,000. The farmer did all the actual work. Evans and I would drive around every few days to see how the cotton was looking. It took us about an hour to look at all our cotton because the fields were scattered around from Edinburgh to the lower lift, almost on the river. There was no particular point in looking at the cotton since neither of us knew the first thing about it. We just drove around to pass the time until 5 p.m. when we started drinking. There were 5 or 6 regulars who gathered every afternoon at Evans' house. Exactly at 5, someone would bang a tin pan and yell, "Drinking time," and the others would jump up like fighters coming out at the bell. We made our own gin from Mexican alcohol as a measure of economy. Martinis mixed with this gin had a terrible taste, and you had to fill the cocktail with pieces of ice, or it would be warm before you could get it down. I cannot drink even good martinis in hot weather, so I made myself a long drink with sugar and lime and seltzer, and a tiny pinch of quinine to approximate gin and tonic. No one in the valley had ever heard of quinine water. All that summer was perfect cotton weather. Hot and dry day after day. We started picking after the 4th of July, and all our cotton was off by the September 1st deadline. We broke a little better than even. High operating costs and the high cost of living, I figured it was costing me about $700 a month to live in that valley without a maid or a car, took most of the profit. I decided it was time to pull out of the valley. Early in October, I got a letter from the bonding company saying my case was coming up in 4 days. I called Tige and he said, "Pay no attention, I will get a continuance." A few days later, I got a letter from Tige saying that he had scored for a 3-week continuance, but was doubtful of getting the trial put off again. I called him on the phone and told him I was taking a trip to Mexico. He said, "Fine, you just have as good a time as you can in 3 weeks and be back here for the trial." I asked him how were the chances of another continuance. He said, "Frankly, not good. I can't do a thing with this judge. His ulcers are bothering him." I decided to take steps to remain in Mexico when I got there.
This ends Disc 4.